Upadesamritam, the nectar of instruction, by Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has explained and made a tika of the nectar of instruction, that is Upadesamritam. These instructions are from neophyte devotees up to the highest top of devotees, for all, especially Srila Rupa Goswami Maharaj was inspired by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayag, and he gave so many instructions, especially of Raganuga Bhajan Sadhana, and he gave outlines of all the topics of bhakti, tops of bhakti, prema bhakti, how to enter and how to cultivate it. Krishna came and he tested all kinds of bhakti, rasa, but he could not give the process in which a neophyte devotee, that is Kanishtha Adhikari, will come. No electricity? What are you doing? Who is in power? How a Nephi, Prakrit or Kanishtha Adhikari, will come into Madhyam Adhikari? And Madhyam Adhikari will gradually come, cultivate their bhakti to Uttam Adhikari. And Uttam Adhikari, how he can come? In Swarup Siddha Bhakti. And the Swarup Siddha Bhakti will come into Nitya Siddha, Vastu Siddha Bhakta, Premi Bhakta. I have explained Upadesamrita's four slokas in London, and I easily tell them. Fifth slok I am beginning here. We should not give our attention to anything. Whole intention should be given. If you read anything, you should be absorbed in that. I am serving these things, and I am taking all these instructions in my heart. Not only to hear by this ear and to take out from this. There is a very beautiful story that in India there was a king named Vikramaditya. He has so many nine jewels, court jewels. All nine were so learned. Among them, Kalidas was supreme, intelligent. One day, a person like madman, having don't do anything.
Saying skull.
Skull.
Yeah.
Narmunda, but
skull.
A skull taking in his hand, quite naked, so so much dirty. And he came in the council of Vikramaditya. And he put that skull on the desk and told, I've heard that there are so many intelligent jewels in your court council. Let them come here and they should test whether this, the person whose skull is this, skull is this, he was intelligent or not intelligent. He was full, quite full and rascal. 8 jewels were there, very learned person, and whole council was full up. But none was ready to give the reply. Only this was a skull. Nothing was there. So how to test it? Then that mad person began to laugh and he told that all bogus persons, foolish, nonsense. I heard and I found it here, bogus. So I am going, and he took his skull and was to go. In the meantime, Kalidas came. King prayed that madman, oh, wait a little. My one of the council is coming and he may answer your question. He put that skull on the desk again and Kalidas came. Again this question was done to Kalidas and Kalidas took a very long
stick
of coconut made of
stick.
Coconut stick, you know,
for
very fine
and
very long
coconut
by which
used to broom
yes, in broom one broom. Stick he took and he went to that skull and put in the this ear and it went this side. Then he told, your question is answered. You understand?
No.
Oh, you should clear it. Again, King told that I am not understanding. He told that if anything comes here and goes here, that person is surely a foolish person. And if it was not to come out here and to go here, then it was surely a very intelligent person. So this skull of that person, originally he was very foolish. So hearing all things, but not taking here to cultivate all these teachings, are like foolish persons. They cannot flourish, they cannot develop their Krishna prema. So what? You have come from so many distance. Very, very far away you have come. Don't take these teachings here and then take here. You should come here. We'll need to follow this. We have not any of us have not come to gain any worldly thing. We have come here that how we can develop our Krishna consciousness, Krishna bhakti. Generally we are of Kanishta Adhikari. It may be rare some of us be Madhyam Adhikari. Not Uttam Adhikari in any case. So we are either in Kanishta Adhikari, some of us, you may be Madhyam Adhikari. So we should try to develop by hearing the instructions of Srila Rupa Goswami, explained by Srila Swamiji. When I am telling Swamiji or Bhaktivedanta Swamiji Maharaj, then you should understand that I am telling of my Sikha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and your Prabhupada. So, don't think that Swamiji Maharaj is not in line of Rupa Goswami. And what Rupa Goswami has told, he is not telling the same words and same thing. Because he has told so many words. Rupa Goswami has told in two lines, in one sloka. And Swamiji has explained in 10 pages. So he is not telling other thing. Only he is illuminating the same thing for those he is helping who are not understanding. So take in the same line. And also I am reading and I will explain Swamiji explanation. So don't think that he is telling other things, because his words are not same as Swamiji. Swamiji is not actually telling the same words that Rupa Goswami has told, but the meaning and purpose and the eternal motive is the same. So I am bringing from Krishna iti jasya giring tang manasadriyeta dikshasti cheta pranat bhishya bhajan tamisham sutrasya bhajana vigyamananyamanya nindadi sunya hidimepsati sangamatta. Fourth sloka was relation with Vaishnava. How to serve, how to associate Vaishnava. By six activities. Dadati pratigrahnati. Guhyam akhyati prichyati bhunte bhojyate chaiva sadavidham priti lakshanam he has told. I have explained this. So I am now coming to this. Krishna iti jasya gharim tan manasat. You should read the translation. You have no?
One should mentally honor the devotee who chants the holy name of Lord Krishna. One should offer humble obeisances to the devotee who has undergone spiritual initiation and is engaged in worshipping the deity. And one should associate with and faithfully serve that pure devotee who is advanced in undeviated devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others.
In this translation, or even in the text, has Swamiji mentioned anywhere that the devotee should be initiated by me myself? Has he told that we should deal with the devotees only initiated by me? Has he told? Either he has told that disciples, my disciples, and their disciples only. We should think that only the disciples of my disciples are bona fide Vaishnava. But in whole world, none are Vaishnava. He has told. There is any particular demarcation line for this? So we should not think that he is only telling that my disciples in their what? Circumference.
Society.
Only their society. In Vaishnava society. Even in not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya, even he may be of Sri Sampradaya, Ramanu Sampradaya, anyone, any of the Sampradaya, even a person out of any sampradaya, four sampradaya, Vaishnava sampradaya, he has heard anything about Krishna glory, the glory of Krishna name, he has not taken initiation or name even, and he is uttering Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Swamiji has given example of his friend. He was not in the Krishna conscious society. He was not even initiated by anyone, first or second or anything initiation. He was a famous English magician. Magician. He had not left his all bad things, eating, drinking,
smoking,
and famous in song here and there. But he has some photos of Krishna in his in the house, respecting, and in his famous Sangeet
songs.
He used to tell Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Swamiji is telling in his explanation, anywhere I don't remember. Where?
Also here.
So he is telling that we should think in the family of our family. And he should be respected, whether he is drinking, he has intoxication, or anything. And if he is initiated by anyone of Vaishnava or in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family, we should must respect. If he is coming, don't criticize. If he is telling man. So here he is telling. Krishna iti jasya giri. Yes, you should read the purport.
I'll read the part that you just spoke about. We can see from practical experience that there are different types of Vaishnavas. The Prakriti Sahajiyas generally chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, yet they are attached to women, money, and intoxication.
You should know the paribhasha.
Definition
of Sahajiya. There are some of devotees are telling that Narayan Maharaj is Pakka Sahajiya. But you should hear the definition of Sahajiya. What is the one?
They chant Hare Krishna, but they are attached to women, money, and intoxication.
What thing? What?
Women, money, and intoxication.
Woman,
money.
But you should think women here, men and women both each other. Don't think that only women. For men, women for
men.
Otherwise it will be ex-party. And it will be often for women ladies, devotees.
Although such persons may chant the holy name, wait a little.
They think that I'm involved in omens. Anyone can tell? I drink and smoke. Are any of the all bad things? I change my sannyasi dress when I come to my home, mandir, and I change the clothes when I go to other countries.
Even not Singapore also.
Never. And about money, I don't want money. I want pure hearts, only to help. Then who are Sahajiyas? Those who are telling are myself. You can understand who are those who are telling, not following all these things, also they are Sahajiyas. All that. So Krishna has given intelligence to think all these things. Don't believe, blunder, what?
Blindly. Without thinking.
Don't think. Don't believe on merely
word.
Rumor. Don't. Today in Kali Yuga, only propaganda and rumors are most
prominent
weapons. But Vaishnava does not apply all these things. This should be out of these things. Then again,
although such persons may chant the holy name of the Lord, they are not yet properly purified. Such people should be respected within one's mind, but their association should be avoided. Those who are innocent, but simply carried away by bad association, should be shown favor if they are eager to receive proper instructions from pure devotees.
Now come to the far part. We will try to properly be established what Swamiji is telling. My English is not perfect, but you should take this sense. You should read
in order to intelligently apply the sixfold loving reciprocation mentioned in the previous verse, one must select proper persons with careful discrimination. Srila Rupa Goswami therefore advises...
If any question, you can ask. This is East Goshti, not a very lecture or anything. I will not be disturbed.
Srila Rupa Goswami therefore advises that we should meet with Vaishnavas in an appropriate way according to their particular status.
What is the paribhasha? Definition of Vaishnava? He has told here Vaishnava word. What is the
definition
of Vaishnava? Who has taken Vishnu mantra, Krishna mantra, Ram mantra, and worshipping that deity in by the same mantra, following the rules and regulations. There are all Vaishnava. He is my disciple, so he is Vaishnava, and all are not Vaishnava. This is offense. We should not make offenses like this. Anyone without caste and creed, we should adopt all this paribhasha, Vaishnava. Anyone who is chanting, one is initiated in Vaishnava mantra, and worshipping deities in that mantra, following the rules, all are Vaishnava. The worshipper of Ram, the worshipper of Nisinga, worshipper of Krishna, worshipper of Vishnu, in proper way, but not like Mayabadi. Mayabadi also chant Krishna name, but they are not in proper Vaishnava way. So he is telling Vaishnava. Then,
in this verse, he tells how to deal with three types of devotees. The Kanista Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, and Uttama Adhikari. The Kanista Adhikari is a neophyte who has received the Harinam initiation from the spiritual master and is trying to chant the holy name of Krishna.
One, you should think, a man has taken Harinam. What is the need of taking diksha? Can you, anyone reply? You?
Oh,
he. What name? Stand up. Very soon. I don't remember. Then you should sit. You should tell.
Bring one closer to the spiritual master.
I could not understand.
In the Charitamrita, Swami Maharaj said that to bring the disciple closer to Krishna, Diksha mantra are given.
Closer to the spiritual master.
What is the difference, I want to know, between Harinam and Diksha? What is prominent, name or Diksha? You should hear properly, and if you want, you can question. Mm-hmm. No harm.
That name is not different from Nami. Name of Krishna and Krishna himself, that they're not different. So it's stated by chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, then one can achieve Krishna praise. But Diksha, taking Diksha initiation, Gayatri, then that can take one to liberation, but Nam can give Krishna praise. So of the two, even though there's more restriction on Diksha, but actually Harinam is more prominent.
Anyone more can clear? You can stand up.
We heard yesterday in the introduction of your Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu that in the last story of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he was visited by Srimati Swamini Radharani herself to explain that the Gayatri mantra was so important for the revelation of Braj itself and for the devotee to actually have the full realization of the devata of this mantra. So from my understanding from your good self, I believe that Diksha is more important than Harinam.
You?
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains that...
very important thing. It is not a very general or common thing.
He explains that actually Harinam is sufficient. However...
Is sufficient?
It's sufficient for bringing the Jivatma back to Krishna, but in our conditioned state, we have so many impurities and contaminations and anarthas. So especially, the Gayatri mantra is very helpful for purification to help us go.
What do you mean by Gayatri mantra?
Brahma Gayatri.
But all the ladies devotees have no Brahma Gayatri, then how
all,
to
all the
Gayatri. Oh, they are hopeless. You are hopeless.
Brahma Gayatri and Guru Gayatri and Mahaprabhu Gayatri and Kham Gayatri and Gopal Gayatri.
Gopal Gayatri, where?
Gopal mantra. Gopal mantra.
Where is Gopal Gayatri? I have never heard. Anything more? You can tell. Very mildly you should hear.
দীক্ষা কালে
খুব খুব বেশি করে এক্সপ্লেন
When গুরু gives দীক্ষা then he make his disciple like his own level and দীক্ষা means দিব্য জ্ঞানং যত দদ্যাত কুর্যাত পাপস্য সংশয়ম তসমাত দীক্ষেতি প্রত্যাদেশিকৈ তত্ত্ব কবিদয়ী পুই Tattavid, Jethol, Diksha means Guru gives Dibhagan and divine knowledge, Dibhagan, and Kurjat Papasa Sangshayam, and he destroys and burns all kind of sin. If we take Harinam as before, here there is some sin, but Guru by Diksha Mantra burns all things. Somebody says that, oh, Gurudev takes all sin from Shishya, so Gurudev is to suffer. It is not correct. If
yeah. Common point, actual point.
So, Diksha mantra will take us up the gate of Vaikuntha, not beyond Vaikuntha.
No, this is not my question. What is the difference between Harinam and Diksha?
Diksha will take up the gate of Vaikuntha and Diksha mantra will give us relationship. and holy name take us to Braj. Just like Gop Kumar, he received Gopal Mantra from his Gurudev and he went before up to Vaikuntha. But when he get Nam, then he went beyond Vaikuntha. Harinam is prominent, but Diksha matured the Harinam.
I went to cook. I was cooking. Fire was there. On a chulla?
Stove
was there. Pot was there. Fire was there. Water was there. Everything was there. But not rice. Cooking will be done or not?
No.
So take this Nam as a rice. But without the help of chulla,
stove,
water, fire, pot, it cannot be boiled. But if all things are there but not rice there, no use. But if there is rice, everything is right. When we will have all these things, then we can boil it and we'll take. Understand? Understand by example? Now you can hear more. Name is himself Krishna and Radha, or Krishna, you should think. This is like rice. And fire and all other things, to make it realized and to make it to realize that name is himself Krishna, all are required. To purify myself, not to purify Krishna name. Krishna name is always Namah Chintamani Krishna Rasya Chaitanya Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Abhinatpatana. Krishna is same as his name, no difference. Name kabhan cannot be impure, always pure, always chinmay, sachidanandamay. But according to our stage, we cannot take it as pure name, or we can take pure name. Understand? If we are full of ignorance, full of all kind of worldly desires, full of anarthas, so many kinds, and full of offenses, then what we will utter Krishna name will not be Krishna name. At that time you are standing on the platform of Maya, avidya. So that name will not be pure. So to give a very test in taking name, to purify our heart, to have link, a relationship between Krishna and myself, this name and myself, and to give up away all kinds of anarth, avidya, diksha is needed. As fire is needed to boil water, but only boiling water will not do, there some rice should be there. So, diksha is given to purify our heart and have a link with Krishna, so that very soon we can realize that Krishna is himself, name is himself Krishna. So, now you are understand, diksha is to help. The relationship between Krishna and that devotee, that Gopi Janna Ballabhaya Swaha, Swaha means I'm offering myself, I'm dedicating myself fully in the lotus feet of Krishna. Which Krishna? Name Krishna. Name Brahma. With what relation? That the same relation with gopis to Gopi Jana Vallabha. By this relationship we should take if name giving of all Kha, the Kha, the Dibyam Jnanam Dadati, gives Dibya Jnana. What this relationship? This is Dibya relationship, that Krishna is my beloved. Whether he is male or female devotee, no harm. So this relation, with this relation, Diksha gives this relation. If you are not taking Diksha, this relationship will not be there. And you will not be able to give up all your worldly desires and all the bad things. So it adds and helps. But we said that if anyone has not taken initiation means Diksha here, only name. Like Haridas Thakur has no initiation. There are so many examples for this. No initiation. But yet chanting and being the association of very realized devotees, they have received Krishna Prem. But it is rare. So we should come to rules and regulations in this way. So we must take Diksha. If you are thinking that I am like Haridas Thakur, then nothing will come. So now I think that you have properly realized this thing. What is the difference between name and Diksha? Only Diksha is there, but he is not taking name. What will be? If you are taking, not taking name, but only Diksha mantra, take out the Krishna name from that Gopal mantra. Swaha, Swaha.
No rice.
Nothing?
No
rice. No liberation.
Nothing.
If Krishna is taken from that mantra, what remains? Nothing, zero. So, name has two functions. With some Swaha, Namaskar, Namah, Kling, Sring, all these things mixing. Vij mantra, and there are some Swaha, Namaskar. It gives some special kind of power to give up all these bad things. Without that you cannot. Name can also do, but why you should use it? You should not use for these things. Very little things can do these things. Why? So, name only can do everything, but it will take very long process. But by this, our devotees has invented. So quickly, how we can develop our Krishna name into Shuddha, pure name? And that is why Diksha is given. In our disciplic order, Diksha is given. Now go on. He has given. I'm not telling other than Swamiji. Or if you are telling that, you are not telling the same word. That if I am telling same word, we cannot understand. What are the modes behind Swamiji? Hard for explaining.
A Madhyama Adhikari has received spiritual initiation from the spiritual master and has been fully engaged by him in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The Madhyama Adhikari should be considered to be situated midway in devotional service. The Uttama Adhikari, or highest devotee, is one who is very advanced in devotional service.
Okay.
He is not interested in blaspheming others. His heart is completely...
An Uttama Adhikari is not interested in...
blaspheming others.
Means?
Ninda.
That is bluffing. Yes.
His heart is completely clean and he has attained the realized state of unalloyed Krishna consciousness. According to Rupa Goswami, the association and service of such a Mahabhagavata or perfect Vaishnava are most desirable.
He should, again I am telling, he should be the disciple of the same guru or any guru. He is not telling that among my disciples only. Never he will write like this. In any books, in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, in Upanishad, in Srimad Bhagavatam, who has initiated Parikshit Maharaj? Who was the guru of Parikshit Maharaj? He has not initiated him. But Parikshit Maharaj is telling that he is my Gurudev. And he is associating with him and hearing Harikatha from him. So you should think like this. If I am not initiated by only by my Gurudev and he will not be Vaishnav, this mood is offensive. This is nothing. Anywhere in Sat Sampradaya, especially in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya, he is coming. And he is qualified, and he is Vaishnav, even Madhyam Adhikari. He should be honored, and he should be heard. Go on.
One should not remain
very carefully this line.
One should not remain a Kanista Adhikari.
I'm always telling this. Some are telling that you should always be book distributing, always. And making money. Whole life. And this will take you to Golok Vrindavan in the service of Gopi Prem. Quite absurd. Quite absurd. That's what telling, I'm thinking they're foolish. Samiji is not telling this. That is a sukriti, it must be done. For newcomers, new fights, they must do all these things, what Swamiji has told. But they should know. Only this book is to be will not do. They should go deep in his purpose. Then it will be done. A man only distributing lakhs and lakhs births, he will do coming and going in birth and death. He will have some sukriti. Swamiji has not told that one should remain always in a Kanishta Adhikari. He has not told. He has told that one should not remain a Kanishta Adhikari for always. But we are insisting that we should be like that. And this is the highest topic of service. It is like bluffing them. Quite bluffing them. We should not bluff anyone. Why they are then falling? They are bluffing persons for their own gain. 25% giving and 75% coming in your pocket. Swamiji is saying everything. He cannot tolerate. So we should be, one should not remain in a Kanishta Adhikari. He should try by hearing. Greed will come if he is hearing a bona fide Vaishnava. If he is cultivating and obeying the orders of Vaishnava, Swamiji, he must be in Madhyam Adhikari, and Madhyam Adhikari will go to Uttam Adhikari, and Uttam Adhikari will go to Krishna Prem. In Vastu Siddhi, we have not come to always being in the same Kanishka Adhikari and offending, of making offenses. We have not come. Anyone violent is satisfied by always being a Kanishka Adhikari. Now then, one who is situated on the lowest.
One should not remain a Kanishka Adhikari.
You should all try to become Madhyam Adhikari. And those who are in Madhyam Adhikari, they should come in Madhyam Madhyam. And those who are in Madhyam Madhyam, they should come in Madhyam Uttam. And those who are in Uttam, they should try to realize Sarup Siddhi. And after Sarup Siddhi, Swamiji has written everything. Everything. Shravandasa, Varandasa, Smaranadasa, then Bhavapandasa, Sampattidasa, all he has written. But we have no chance to go through these books, only to give books. And this will do, take us to that higher.
So, if one is hearing from Rasik Vaishnava,
Rasik Vaishnava or Satvagya Vaishnava, Madhyam Adhikari,
advancing from Kanishka to Madhyam stage, then if that person is still distributing books, is that
no harm, no harm. It is then at that time it is bhakti. This thing to distribute books is bhakti.
But it's the level of